Welcome to New Every Day. My name is Jen, and my co-hosts seem to keep dropping off. So on today's show, we're going to talk about how do you rest? What does it mean to rest? And what does it mean to stop and smell the roses? So stay tuned. Every day, and we're just finishing up the road trip. It's been quite an adventure today, and as you heard, I'm quite a planner. I totally enjoy planning things and planning things out because I want to get the most out of whatever is going to happen. I don't like wasting time, and so even this morning, I was saying to myself, okay, you need to get up at, 6 o'clock, you need to put your first load of laundry in, you need to have breakfast, you need to read your Bible, and change your laundry over, pray, have a shower, get going. And it was just really interesting how that all shook down, because even today, as I woke up and I had it all planned out, I went in to put my laundry in the dryer, and there was a load of laundry and of clean laundry. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you knew about this. So I'm going to fold the laundry and I'm going to pray. And I found myself, I just started praying for those, the bodies that those clothes belong to, and praying the Lord's blessing upon them. And I just really felt at peace, because I'm like, but Lord, you knew this. You knew what my heart was. My heart was to get up and spend time with you before the day went on, because I find I need to. I need to get up and spend time with the Lord. And I used to get really upset that things wouldn't go the way I had planned them to go. And so the Lord has really been teaching me, I know this. I know your heart. I know what your desire is. So don't worry about it. Be at peace. And so as I'm standing there folding the laundry, I'm realizing, I'm okay with this. And I'm like, thank you, God, for doing such a work in my heart, that it's not always about things going according to what I have planned, but am I willing to release them to the Lord? And so over the past few weeks, you've met Shelley and you've met James, my good friends, and how we went on our adventure together. And it was really quite interesting. James way out in front, and as we've said, he said at the very beginning, he's like, I don't normally talk when I hike. I enjoy the hike. I take it in. He spends time with the Lord. And he didn't talk a whole lot in the hike. He really was aware of the surroundings, taking in everything. And yet when you sit down and talk to him, he's all very chatty and has great things to say. And it's one of the reasons why we love hanging out with him, is he has good stories, but also just really good to talk to. And yet on the hike, he was just very quiet. He was taking it in. And Shelley was saying how interesting it was. She's like, it was really fast paced, the hike was. And normally she hikes at a much slower pace. And I'm like, really? Wow, I thought we were actually going quite slowly. And I know you're thinking, Jen, it's because you pack things in. And it's true, I do pack things in, because I don't want to miss anything. And she said, normally she goes at a much slower pace, taking things in, enjoying the moment. And I'm sitting there going, wow, I thought we were going at a slower pace. And she said, but it's good that you knew how much time we had, or else we would have been taken a lot more time to actually do the hike, and we wouldn't have gotten anything done, because I'm actually heading to a birthday party. And I said, okay, fair enough. And it was very interesting how the balance between planning and being and laying those plans in the Lord's hands. And I've learned that I have to plan as if it all depends on me, and I need to pray as if it all depends on the Lord. And when I choose to put my hand in the hand of the Father's, because my mom always says, God gave us common sense, like, use your head, put the plan together, is basically what she's saying. Use your mind. And there's wisdom in that. We talked about that last week. There's wisdom in using your mind and making the plan and seeking out wise counsel. But then the time comes where you take those plans, you take those thoughts, and you put them in the hands of the Lord, and you let Him do what he wants to do with them. Because, and it's really interesting because I've learned now that I can come with my plans and feel totally prepared. I hand them over to the Lord, and as James said about his camp weeks, you know, those totally, his plans went out the window, but he was actually at peace, and he started praying because he knew that he had done the time, he knew that he had done planning, and that the Lord would work all things together, and it's just really cool. So as we were hiking, and Shelly was saying, you know, I thought, wow, we were hiking so much, like hiking so fast, and she said, sometimes I just, you know, I slow down, and I'm so thankful when my phone doesn't work. And I'm like, what? And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I was responding to texts today and emails and Facebook messages. And she said, because when my phone is off, when it's died, and literally she said, I'm thankful for when my phone dies because I feel like I can be fully present then. I'm thinking, wow. She's thankful for when her phone dies so she can spend more face-to-face time with people, so she can actually drink in the whole experience. And so as we go to commercial break, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, when was the last time you spent quality face-to-face time with someone and just enjoyed the moment? So we'll be right back.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on,
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
All right. And we're back on New Every Day, the end of the road with Jen, summing up the last few weeks and our thoughts on our journey down to Hamilton and back. And the question I asked was, when was the last time that you had really good FaceTime with someone? Like, and I confess, that was this week. Those were the last 3 days where I spent time face-to-face with people, interacting with people, listening to people's conversations. And normally I'm quite an introvert. When I have a day off, I just want to be by myself and quiet. And yet these last 3 days have filled me with so much joy and peace and goodness. And I'm just like, wow, Lord, are you ever, you knew exactly what I needed. And that verse that comes to mind, is Psalm 23, and we have talked about it before. It's like, He will lead me beside still waters. He leads me in paths of, he leads me to rest, right? He makes me rest in green pastures, or lie down in green pastures. And I find that my rest actually came in people this week, which is not normally the case. Normally I feel rested and rejuvenated away from people, because I work with people all the time. But I felt really good. Like at the end of every day, I said, Lord, this was not how I planned today. And then I would sit down and I would write out, you know, item after item after item after item. Like, I'm so thankful I went shopping with these people. I'm so thankful we went to the movie. I'm so thankful I had supper at their place. I'm so thankful, you know, their dog greeted me. I'm so thankful. Like, I just go down that list, and I'm thinking about the list today, and my heart is so full. And I'm feeling quite challenged, actually, about making, like, that passage that we talked about probably in either week one or week two of this journey, about how we can make the plans, but it is the Lord who gives the direction or makes them happen. And I'm being challenged because I'm like, am I truly willing to leave all of those things in the Lord's hands? Am I willing not to check my phone? Am I willing to trust that God will really and truly work all things together? And it comes down to a trust thing. I was reading in a new devotional that I started this week, and it talked about, it's a book on blessing, and I don't do things just so I can be blessed. I do things for the Lord because He genuinely calls us to do things for Him, because we love Him. And the book talked about how He calls us to obey. And when we obey, our faith or our trust in God increases. And when our faith or trust increases, there's a blessing in when we trust and when we obey God. And I found it so challenging that it is this circle of obedience, faith, blessing. Obedience, faith, blessing. But then as my faith increases and I want to obey God more, I want to obey God more. And it's not just because good things happen, but I just feel like I love Him more, and so I want to obey Him more. And there's just a sweetness in serving God. And I've learned that so much this week, that there is a sweetness that's going to, yeah, I'll drive like this. But there's such a sweetness in serving God, and obedience and trust and blessing and obedience and trust and blessing and obedience and trust. And this has been an amazing week. And my heart is so full. My heart is so full. I'm so thankful for the adventures of this week, for the people that I shared time with. I did spend some quiet time with the Lord. Finished up the book of Revelation and started, or finished up the book of Psalm, started into book of Proverbs. Finished listening to The Angels Were Silent, and that book in itself really challenged me in several areas of my walk with the Lord and my faith journey. And it's good to take time. These last 3 days, I could have said, no, I'm going to go to work. And it's so easy to get caught up in going to work every day and just to, you know, never step off, I want to say, the hamster circle. And yet, I'm glad I did. I'm so glad that I took this time and spent it with the Lord. And I didn't really have a plan, but I kind of had a plan, and He made it good. And so I want to encourage you this week that if you haven't taken time to rest, if you haven't given your schedule over to the Lord, I encourage you to do that this week. And if you struggle with doing that, I want you to ask the Lord why. Why am I struggling with taking time? Why am I struggling with taking a bit of vacation? Why am I struggling with this? And is it because your identity is caught up in the things that you do? Is it that you are afraid that if you take time off, nothing will get done? Is it that you are too controlling? Or maybe you just simply don't know what you'll do with yourself if you have time. And so I encourage you to examine your heart this week. Examine your heart and trust the Lord. To examine your heart, trust the Lord, and say, okay, God, am I resting? Am I taking time to rest? Am I taking time for You? And so let me pray with you. So, Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful for the good week that you've given to me, how my heart is full and here I am alone in the car. People have come and gone. I've had wonderful conversations. And Lord, I know that we've just captured a few snippets of that. But Lord, my heart is so full. And I pray for our viewers today. I ask that you would stir up in them a desire to draw near to you. Protect us from the enemy who says you don't need that time, or who causes us to be afraid of giving that time to you, because what are you going to do with it? And so, Father, where we have control issues, convict us. Where we have fear issues, would you bring those to light? And Lord, where our identity is caught up in what we do versus who you've called us to be, would you love us? Would you love us into that identity that we are called to be? Or we are your sons and daughters. Lord, thank you so much for who you are and how you love us. I pray this in your name. Amen. So that's it for On the Road with Jen and James and Shelley. We hope that you've enjoyed the last few weeks as you've joined us on the adventure. We encourage you to take time with the Lord and to take some risk and learn how to prefer one another and hang out with friends. Be blessed this week. See you later. Bye-bye.